Without further ado, as we say.
That's when two French people are having trouble saying goodbye to each other. Then it's with no further ado.
The official greeting in England, if you have two posh people, they say to each other, how do you do? That's an old-fashioned English introduction. You say, how do you do? And they answer back, how do you do?
It's interesting because here, when I moved here, I found out that what English people say is, how are you keeping?
How you keep, we say that as well. So yeah. I do remember hearing from the great Rabbi Miller, Rav Mordechai Miller in Gateshead, who was one of the prime Talmidim of Rav Dessler. He once said, only two people can meet each other. One says to the other, how do you do? The other one says to the other one, how do you do? And they walk away perfectly happy, not knowing what the other one does or how he does it.
Right. Yeah, it's a pro forma greeting where there's no intent to go beyond the question.
So Nachum, good morning. How are you? He's muted.
Baruch Hashem.
How's Corona treating you? You're over it?
I'm pretty much over, but now all my kids are getting it, so it's a crowded house.
And how's your good lady?
Good times. Baruch Hashem, she's also passed it.
Okay. Right, we are in the middle of Tosfos. Says Tosfos again. Rabbi Meir Sova v'ochalto zu'achila. V'achila b'kazayis. You remember we had a machloikas in the Gemara between Rabbi Meir and Yehuda. How much do you eat? How much one must one eat in order to be chayav berkas hamazon? Is it a kazayis or is it a beitza? And the Gemara quoted psukim to back up the two various positions. So, therefore, definitely at first glance, it would seem to be if you back up your position with psukim, it must be that it's min ha-Torah. And that Tosfos immediately corrects us that no, it is not. Rav Meir Sava v'achalta zu'achila v'achila v'kazayis v'oyma hari. And the Ri says, Dahani kroi asmachta ba'al maninu. These psukim are asmachtas, they are not real drushes. The midoi raisa bo'inon sevio gemura. Those two words were absolutely critical. Sevio gemura, absolute satiation. Not a kazayis, not a kebetza, but it's totally subjective. If a person is sevia, has sevio gemura, then he's chayef to bench min ha-Torah. And if he does not, then he is not.
So therefore, that's where you offer him more food and he says, I'm stuffed.
Right. Only an American would say that. I don't think you hear Rav Yosef Mark saying that. So if you have severe gemura, then you are chayef to bench min ha-Torah. The shiur of kezayis or kebetza, therefore, cannot be the shir min ha-Torah. Rather, it is midrabanan, says Tosfos. I can back this up with two proofs. We saw this last time, so let's just see it briefly. Could the Omar prepare me shemesu? It says, v'chiloy es aponim li Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malachim, should I not show favor to Klal Yisrael? Look at the way that they go the extra mile, as it were. How so? Tosfos just says, v'chulu, etc. But if you have a look there, it says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed comments on the fact that they are not really mechuyev to bench unless they have sevia gemura, and nonetheless they still do bench, even though they're not obligated to do so, when they have less than that, which is a kazayis or a kebetza. Number one. Number two, v'chein omrino on hosam. So too we also say there that ben mevarech la'aviv. The Gemara says that a child can bench on behalf of his father. Umoikim lo, and we established that what's that talking about? B'man da'ochal shiura da'rabonon. That can only apply to when the father ate a shiur da'rabonon. What is a shiur da'rabonon? Or pirish rashi hainu kazayis o kebetza. It must be void, e kazayis o kebetza have a deraisa, and eza shiur da'rabonon. So we clearly see from a couple of Gemaras that the shear, the standardized shear, whether it's a kazayis or a kebetza, is not min ha-teirah. So if the father ate a kazayis or a kebetza, and he's only mechuyev midrabanan in berkas hamazon, that's when the child can be moitzi him. Because then you don't run into the issue of a drabanon being moitzi a deiraisa. Rather, it is a drabanon being moitzi a drabanon. So either way, it says Tosus, that's the first point that Tosus needed to show us. And that is that our Gemara is only bringing psukim as an asmachta, but not as a real drasha. Okay, that's what we saw last time. Says Tosfos, v'kaimelon b'kazayis. Very, very big words over here. We hold lahalocha that you are mechuyev to bench if you have a kazayis, a big chumrah. A kebetzah does not need to be eaten, rather a kazayis. Why? Because if you remember in the Gemara, we had a stira, both in the opinion of Rav Meir and in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, with regard to Basar Kodshim, the guy leaving Yerushalayim, etc., etc. And the Gemara eventually says, you're right, you have to switch the shittas. That was on the first wide line of the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yechlan, Mukhlefes HaShitta. The shittas need to be exchanged. Now, if the shittas need to be exchanged, says Tosfos, because according to what Rabbi Yochanan did, he switched the two shittas around. Ka'omar Rabbi Yehuda b'kazayis. It now turns out that it is Rabbi Yehuda who says a kazayis. V'Reb Meir is the one who says, not like that. V'Reb Meir, V'Reb Yehuda, Halacha k'Reb Yehuda. So it's unclear exactly what Reb Yehuda holds. But after Reb Yochanan switched around his shitta, it now turns out in the final analysis that Reb Yehuda in fact holds a kazayis. And we have a principle. Where we have a machloikas, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, we paskin like Reb Yehuda. So Reb Yehuda says a kazayis, then that is in fact how much you are mechuyev to eat in order to mechuyev benching la halacha. Says Tosfos, I'll tell you the truth. V'gam la abaya, and even according to abaya, deloy machlif. Even according to Abaya. Rabaya, if you remember, was the second opinion in the Gemara, and he says, no, do not switch the shittas, but rather we can explain each one based on the psukim, etc., etc., etc. So even according to Abaya, Rabbi Yehuda, his opinion is not switched around, and he in fact holds kebetza. Ah, so if we always need to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, does that therefore mean halacha lemaisa is a kebetza? Says Tosfos, no. The gamla abaya deloy machlif, even according to Abaya, who says that you should not change around the shittas, and that Rabbi Yehuda is in fact the one who says kebetza. The gamla abaya deloy machlif, Reb Meir is leyad kazayis, and it's now Reb Meir who is saying a kazayis and not Rabbi Yehuda, nonetheless, nere dalocha k'Reb Meir b'kazayis. I would still follow the opinion of the kazayis, even though it's Reb Meir. Now, that's very difficult to understand, because Tosfos just told us in the previous line that where you have a machloikas, Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we don't paskin like Reb Meir, we paskin like Reb Yehuda. So why over here would he paskin like Reb Meir, says Tosfos? Afal gav, even though it's true, the Ba'alma, normally, Reb Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'Reb Yehuda, b'ho halacha k'Reb Meir. But over here, the halacha would follow Rabbi Meir. D'hokim lo'i, Rabbi Yochanan b'shitasai le'el. Because you see that Rabbi Yochanan goes with his opinion. Le'el, above. Where's above? In that Gemara that we mentioned before. It says, De'einoi moitzi rabim yedei chayvason ad sheyoichal kezayis. So we have another Gemara that you see clearly also goes with this kezayis opinion. So it's true, every rule has an exception. The general rule is that when you have a machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, the halach is like Reb Meir, like Reb Yehuda. But over here, we're going to follow Reb Meir because it seems to be quite clear that we have a number of Gemaras that in fact support him. V'chein le'el, we have a further Gemara that says, Gaba she'ochal kezayis meliach. There's a Gemara that talks about eating a kezayis. So we definitely seem to have a number of Gemaras that support the notion of kezayis. V'chein posak bahag. V'rabbeinu chanano. V'she'iltis. So Taisa says, I'm in good company. We have a number of Rishonim who hold either this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, or even if it's Reb Meir, but we're going to pass an Reb Meir over here, it seems to be unanimously agreed upon. How much bread do you have to eat in order to mechuyev to bench? And the answer is a kezayis. Yes, min haTorah, you've got to eat tzviya gemura. But even if you eat less than that, a standardized share of kezayis, and to be perfectly honest, you do not feel fully satiated, you still need to bench. Not min haTorah, midrabanan. Why so? Because you've eaten a kezayis. Now, says Tosfos, a closing point, and this is very, very, very critical. Everything we've discussed is with regard to eating, not drinking. With regard to eating, yes, there is a discussion, is it a kezayis or a kebetza? Are we passing a kezayis? Says Tosfos, what about shtia? Ule inyan shtia. How much does one have to drink in order to be mechuyev in a bracha achrayna? Now, we know that fluid measurements are measured in terms of a revius. A revius means a quarter of a lug. We have another term which is called maloi lugmov. Maloi lugmov is basically how much can fit in one side of your mouth, which is the roiv of a revius. For example, on Friday night when it comes to kiddush, you've got to make kiddush over a kois that holds a revius worth of wine. But you only have to drink a maloi lugmov, which is a roiv of a revius. So the question now becomes, what about bracha achreina? Because with regard to bracha rishoina, that we already know, but there is no shir. If you have a piece of bread or a piece of apple or a piece of candy, it makes no difference. You've got to say your first bracha, even if it's just a very small amount. It's forbidden to benefit from this world in any which way without a bracha. So for that's not a discussion, how much do you have to eat in order to be obligated to say a bracha rishayna, even a mashal. The question is, bracha achrayna, so with regard to eating, min haTorah, svia, gemura, fully satiated, amid rabbanon, either a kezayis or a kebetza. So what about shtiyah, says Tosfos? Uleinyan shtia, with regard to shtia, oi mari, de yesh lahachmir. Ulevare chalov, when it has to be machmir to make a brocha, brocha chreino, afilu be pochois mimeloi lugmov, even less than a maloi lugmov. When we said maloi lugmov is a roiv of a revius. By the way, a revius is how much? Machloikas, according to the Chazanish, 150cc, according to Reb Chaim Noah, 86. A roiv of that is either 76 or 44. Says Tosas, even less than that would require a brocha achreino. So he hasn't told us how much. He's just told us less than a maloi lugmov. That's a little bit vague. Just give me 10 seconds, please. I'm sorry.
He probably got an urgent shiloh from somebody in his shul.
Places have just said less than a maloi lugmov. He has not told us what the shiur is, and he hasn't told us why that should be the case. So have a look. Says Places, afal gav, even though the le'inyan yoy makipurim. Even though with regard to Yom HaKippurim, Lesa, comma, with regard to Yom HaKippurim, that is not the shir. The shir is indeed Maloi Lugmov. So if the fluid shir with regard to Yom Kippur is Maloi Lugmov, why am I telling you that Brochus is less than that? Says Tosas, well, I'll prove it to you. Loi yalfinon mine, we do not learn out from there le'inyan bracha. How do I know? Maybe you should learn from there le'inyan bracha. Says Tosas, I'll prove it. Teida, this is the proof. De le'inyan bracha berkas hamozoin bekezayis. And yet, Ule'inyan Yom HaKippurim ad dahava dafka kekoseves. What's a kekoseves? A dried date. So what do you see? You see that brochos and Yom Kippur have different standards. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the shiur is not kezayis. The shiur is kekoseves, which is larger than a kezayis. So if the food measurement in Yom Kippur is larger than it is with regard to brachas, then so too with regard to drinking as well. So even if in Yom Kippur the shir is maloi lugmov, that's not necessarily going to be a proof that the same will be for brachas. So if eating it's a kezayis, which is less than a keseves, so too with regard to drinking, it'll have to be less than a maloi lugmov. Problem is, Tosfos hasn't told us, so how much is it then? If I have half a cup of water, which is half a revius, do I make a bracha or do I not make a bracha? Less than maloi lugmov, less than a roiv. So have a look at the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a Shulchan Aruch in the Mishnah Brura, Chelek Beis, Simon Reish Yud 210. have a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Yud in Sif Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ha'oichel pochois mikazayis. If somebody eats less than a kazayis, bein mipas, whether it is bread or bein mishar oichlim or other foods, the hashoise pochois meirevius, or if you drink less than a revius, bein miyayin, bein mishar mashkin, whether it is from wine or other liquid. So it's he's mentioned the kazayis with regard to pas and a revius. A revius is 150 cc or 86 cc. Even if you eat or drink less than that amount, mevorech tchila bracha horu'uya la'osei hamin. You've got to make a first bracha, the bracha that's appropriate for that particular min, even if you're eating a small amount. Einoi mevorech klal. And afterwards, you do not make an after bracha. If you have apples or bread or wine or water, whatever amount you eat, it makes no difference whatsoever. You are always mechuyev to make a bracha rishena. Why so? This is the famous principle. We've seen it many times. Because you're not allowed to benefit from this world without making a bracha. If you do, it is tantamount, as it were, to stealing. Have a look immediately at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Gimel. On page 243, says the Mishnah Berurah, Va'afilu al kol shehu, even if it is on the smallest, most minimal amount, makes no difference. Bein midvar oichel, bein mimashke, whether it's food or drink, it makes no difference. There is no minimal amount that is mechayev bracha, because any amount that's mechayev bracha, there's no shil. Why? The osur lehonois min ha'olam hazeh beloi bracha. Because it's forbidden to benefit from this world without a bracha. So therefore, there is no lower stipulated shiur. However, the Shulchan Aruch just told us that what? That if you're eating less than a kazayis of food, or less than a revius of liquids, you're not mukhuyev to say a bracha achreina. So do you all agree to me that that Shulchan Aruch would seem to be saying not like we just saw in Tosfos? Because Tosfos, it's true, did tell us on the one hand that kazayis is the shear for food, for bracha achreina. But with regard to mashkin, Tosfos says, you don't need to get to a revius. In fact, he says, you don't even need to get to a maloy lugmov, which is a rove of a revius. He says, even less than that. And yet, what did the Shulchan Aruch just paskin? Shulchan Aruch says, if you have less than a revius, you are not mukhuyev in bracha achreina. According to Tosfos, what should the Shulchan Aruch have paskened? Yes, a kazayis is the shear for food, but with regard to drinks, it's much less than that. It's not a revius. It's not even a rove of revius. It's less than that. And yet the Shulchan Aruch did not say that. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet. Is that the famous why? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet. Good morning, Yaakov Yosef in the background. Is Yaakov Yosef there, or is he hiding?
Hey, who?
Yaakov Yosef Geller, big superstar from Mishkafayim.
He's here. I'm wearing a headphone.
Oh, he can't hear me?
No.
Okay, give him my best regards. Tell him I'm a big fan of his.
I recall hearing that if you're, for example, taking medication,
yep,
and you have to drink water with it, you would not have hana. You're not thirsty. You're not getting hana from the water. You're only taking it to swallow medication, but you don't have to say a bracha rishon. Is that true?
100% correct. And in fact, it's in the very next line. Okay, we're going to maybe see this, but let's keep going. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Dalet. Even though we said that for the bracha rishona there's a minimal shear, but for the bracha achrayna there is a shear. Why? Says the Mishnah and Sif Katan Dalet, the bepass. The minimal amount, whenever we talk about eating, the chol ha'toira kula is always a kazayis. U'b'shar dvarim. Therefore, with regard to all other matters, k'shetiknu chazal bracha achrayna, ke'en ze tiknu. They instituted it similar to this. In other words, it's got to have the shear of a kazayis. U'b'mashkin nami. So too, with regard to liquids, mida ashkechon ba'alma, seeing as we have found elsewhere, le'inyan shtias mashkin asurim, with regard to drinking forbidden liquids, non-kosher liquids, the chiyuvay b'revius, that the chiyuv is a revius, hachanami so too over here, with regard to bracha achreina, k'shetiknu bracha achreina, when they instituted bracha achreina, b'mashke, Bashir ze tiknum. They instituted it also only when you have the equivalent shear of that which would be considered an out and out shear min ha'Torah. Now, have a look immediately, turn over the page. And have a look at the top line of the Shulchan Aruch, Ve'yesh mistapkin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, even though I just told you that the bracha achroina on liquids is a revius, however, I must be honest and tell you that it's actually not so clear. V'yeish mistapkin oid v'bracha achrayna. Some have a debate with regard to bracha achrayna shel yayin. With regard to wine, quickly have a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'hu adin shar mashkein. So too with regard to other liquids. It's true, the Shulchan Aruch only mentions wine, but the same would apply for other liquids. Back into the Shulchan Aruch, some have a sofek with regard to wine or other liquids. When it comes to bracha achreina, what did we say the shear is? A revius. Some say maybe in mevarchin oiso al kezayis.
How much is that?
Much less. Says the Mishnah Berurah, how much is a kazayis? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Aleph. Dehu shlish revius. That's a third of a revius. Rabbeisai, that's not a lot. According to the Chazon Ish, again, a revius is 150 cc. So a third is 50 cc. According to Reb Chaim Noe, it's 86 cc, which means a third is approximately 28, 29 cc. That's not very much. So the Shulchan Aruch, this is a huge shaila now. The first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch was that, well, it's your only mechuyev if you have a revius, 150 or 86. The Yesh Mistapkin and some of the Safi that actually, in all honesty, maybe you Mukhuyev a Bracha Achreina, even if I'm a Kazayas, which is a third of that. Which is another way of saying, Rabbi Isai, if you drink a third of a Revius, which is not very much, 30 cc, then you have landed yourself in a Sofik Brachos. So what should you do?
Drink more.
There's the Shulchan Aruch. Have a look at the Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Shulchan Aruch recommends. Back into the Shulchan Aruch. Lochein, it says the Shulchan Aruch, therefore, Toiv Lizahir, it is good to be careful. Loi Lishtois, do not drink any amount, Elo, unless it is either Pachois Mikazais. If you drink less than a Kazais, well, then you're definitely exempt according to all opinions. Or drink a Revius, and then you're obligated according to all opinions. But anything in between the two, you are rather stuck.
May I ask a question?
Yep.
Every morning I take a pill with as little water
as
I can and go about my way.
Yep.
On Shabbos, I take the same pill with a lot of water so I can say a bracha before and afterwards. So I can try to reach my 100 brachas on Shabbos. Am I fooling myself or HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Very good question. Okay. So it's a whole big discussion. Eliyahu David referred to it before. Basically, the halacha, we're running out of time, so we'll try and summarize it quickly. The halacha is, in order to make brachas, you have to have benefit. So if somebody drinks water because he's thirsty, he makes a bracha, as the expression goes, and Mishnah Berurah quoted it, asur lehonois min olam hazeh b'loi bracha. You cannot benefit. Now, the Gemara says, what would be, for example, if you have a bone stuck in your throat? You're actually not thirsty at all, but you want to drink water just to remove the bone. So the Gemara says you do not make a bracha. Why? Because you're not benefiting from the water. Even though obviously it is offering benefit, but it's not the benefit of quenching thirst. Rather, it's the benefit you're using the water just to down, get rid of the bone. So I see from that Gemara that only if you're having liquid to quench your thirst, you're enjoying the liquid, then you make a bracha. But if you're using it basically as a long stick just to knock down the bone, then you do not make a bracha. So therein lies the famous question. So what happens if you take a pill and you take it with water? So many opinions say that is the equivalent of drinking water to down a bone. To dislodge a bone. What's the difference if I'm doing it to dislodge a bone or just to help me swallow a pill? And that is the way that we pass them. If that's the case, then even if I want to gain an extra bracha on Shabbos, I'm not really gaining because I don't make a bracha. However, there is a way out, two ways out. One is the Rishonim say, and this is where we pass an halacha, that if you would down the pill, not with water, but with fruit juice, then you do make a bracha. Because water, besides for quenching thirst, has no other benefit. There is no other enjoyment from water other than quenching thirst. And if it's not doing that, then there's no bracha. But fruit juice, besides for quenching thirst, it also has a pleasant taste. So even though I'm not doing it for that reason, I'm doing it because I just want to down a pill, but you do make a bracha.
What I do is I make a bracha rishona, drink some water, then take the pill, and then drink the rest of the kos, and then I say both brachas.
That would be the second solution. So one solution would be don't do it with water, do it with fruit juice. The other solution would be if you drink the water and I have intention that I also want to quench my thirst. So the easy way to do that is, as you mentioned, Eliyahu David, have a little bit before I put the pill in my mouth. So if I drink part of it before I put the pill in my mouth, you can't say I'm drinking just to down the pill because the first few sips of water were taken independently. Then I can have the rest with the pill. I've got to just make sure that I have a Revius altogether besides for the part that I'm using to down the pill, because it may be that particular part of the drinking is not mechayev a bracha. So if you have a cup of water, a standard plastic cup of water, by the way, would be enough. Certainly, if you have a mug of water, that will definitely be enough. So again, with regard to Shabbos, you're looking to make extra brachas, either down the pill using fruit juice or have water, but at least have intention, I'm going to quench my thirst with it. Okay, awesome. Have a great day, everybody. Be well.
Thank you.
Well, so everyone should feel well.
Amen.
Well done.